Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we go to air this morning, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is scheduled to be in Peoria, reminding people there that the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 are going in the wrong direction. Peoria County is one of a handful around Illinois that are on warning level for coronavirus disease. Meanwhile, in Washington, members of Congress are debating whether to pass another COVID-19 economic relief package. Given all that, we thought we'd check in with Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood. He represents the heavily Republican 18th District, which includes parts of Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Macomb, and Quincy.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Congressman, how are you? You can leave your video off if you want.
We spoke with him a little while ago via Zoom and talked about that relief bill, rising cases in his district, and more. As ever, we'd love to hear what you thought of our conversation. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. And now here's our conversation with U.S. Representative Darren LaHood. Congressman LaHood, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
This morning, the Commerce Department reported the U.S. had its worst quarter in economic history, shrinking by 32.9%. Do you think there should be another coronavirus economic relief or stimulus bill?
Yes, I do. We continue to deal with dual crises in the country, the healthcare crisis, where the virus has affected so many people's health and their well-being. Secondly, the second crisis is the economic crisis. And you just referenced that with the numbers. We continue to have lots of Americans unemployed, lots of Americans feeling anxiety and stress about their economic future. And so I believe the federal government has an obligation and responsibility to respond appropriately, building off the four previous bills that we've already passed, and trying to find the right balance is what we're working on right now.
Yeah, and of course, negotiations are ongoing as we're taping this morning. The Democrats passed months ago a $3.5 trillion bill. The Senate Republicans have proposed a $1 trillion bill. That's quite a gap. Let's drill into maybe some of the specifics of what is potentially on the table. Should the relief package include extending the extra $600 per week in unemployment benefits?
Well, as I just mentioned, with the large amount of people that are unemployed in this country, I am supportive of extending unemployment benefits. However, I do think it needs to be revised and altered. I look at a district like mine that I represent in Central and West Central Illinois, and I've talked to a lot of business owners that are having a very difficult time with getting employees or workers to come back to work, specifically because they're getting $600 a week to stay at home. That's a lot of money in a district like mine. So I think we are disincentivizing people to come back to work. And so that needs to change. What is the appropriate amount? We're working through that right now, Brian. Do we cap it at $300 or $400? There's another proposal we're looking at, 70% of what you are making, you ought to get. But there is no doubt that people need those benefits. Of course, they run out tomorrow. We ought to be doing everything we can to get those passed, but I am not supportive of continuing it at the $600 level.
You know, you said you're hearing from businesses, and I've heard this all over the country, that you can't get people to come back to work. But I wonder if, given the rising number of infections across the country in Illinois and in communities you represent, like Peoria and Springfield, should we not be encouraging more people to stay home, or is it not reasonable to think many people might be staying at home not so much because of the extra money, but because they don't want to risk infection working at a bar or restaurant or wherever?
Well, I think what we've learned is if we exercise social distancing, if we wear masks, if we follow the CDC guidelines and do that appropriately, that you can prevent the virus from spreading. You can prevent infections. I mean, that's been proven. It's been shown. It's been working. Now, when you have large people congregating and they're not wearing masks and they're, you know, going to parties and doing things that we shouldn't be doing, yes, there is a spread. But I think, again, there is a balanced approach to take. And I think we know what that is. And for instance, I talked to a landscaping company this week, the owner, who, again, landscaping is a different business. You're outside all day, you're mowing, you're landscaping, you're doing things. They can't get people to come back because they're making too much money. So again, always thinking about the health and safety of our workers, but I believe there's a way to do that and have people come back safely.
Last question I want to ask about this particular topic. Bloomberg recently published an analysis
suggesting that the loss of that extra $600 would hit some places harder than others. And in your district in Central Illinois, the paycheck replacement rate, and for listeners, that's how much unemployment makes up from someone's usual paycheck. I guess in these areas, it's usually around 47%. But now, Bloomington, Peoria, Springfield, it's about 125% in those areas, which I guess goes to your point. People are making more than they might otherwise staying home. But I wonder, what level would you support then, if not the $600?
Well, like I said, I think looking at a capped approach, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 300, maybe it's 400. Maybe you look at what you were making before and you get 60 to 70% of that. I think there's a way to do this that's fair, that will encourage people to come back to work. I would also remind your listeners too, Brian, you know, there's going to be stimulus checks going out, direct payments of $1,200 or $2,400 for a family plus $500 for kids. That's something the president wants to do. So there's going to be other mechanisms there. But the bottom line is, from my perspective, we're not going to spend our way out of this. We got to get people back working, prospering, thriving back in the private sector. Finding that appropriate balance, how government should help and assist and be there, which there is a role, there is no doubt, but without, disincentivizing people from going back to the workplace.
I want to ask about another aspect of the potential economic relief bill, which would be aid to state and local governments. The pandemic has taken a huge bite out of income and sales tax collections for state and localities. This week, Peoria Mayor Jim Artis urged people to call, I believe, you and other congressmen to ask for relief. We actually have some tape of him during Tuesday's night's Peoria City Council meeting. This is courtesy of a 21st member station, WCBU.
We haven't got one penny yet, not a penny. We really do need their help in this situation.
What do you say to local officials like Peoria Mayor Artis who are calling out for help?
Well, I am supportive of more money for our cities and municipalities, but I'll mention two points. We've given almost $5 billion to the state of Illinois. That money is supposed to filter from the state down to cities and municipalities. That has not happened. That needs to happen. So I've encouraged the governor to work with our cities and municipalities separately. Yes, in this next stimulus package, we ought to work on money. What I've recommended is let's have it go directly to cities and municipalities. So the city of Peoria, let's put a provision in the next stimulus that says if you're under 250 people in population, let's give the money directly. So we bypass the state of Illinois and we can figure out a formula how to do it. The bottom line is, Brian, yes, cities like Peoria, Bloomington Normal, Springfield, Macomb, Quincy, they've had holes blown in their budget because the revenue because of COVID, tax revenue is not coming in. And they are under a lot of stress and anxiety. We cannot afford to be laying off police officers and firefighters and city workers. And then the other part of this is if we don't help, there's going to be taxes raised locally. I think the federal government has responsibility and obligation, and I'm supportive of that.
It's not that long ago that you were a state senator in Illinois. Why cut them out? I mean, you know the desperate financial straits of Illinois in good times, but they too, as you said about local governments, have had a hole blown in their revenues because of the pandemic. Why cut them out?
Well, I think we have to put some language in there that gets Illinois back on track. Let me give you an example. Senator Don Harmon, who I served with, who's the Democrat leader, he sent a letter to the entire delegation asking for $10 billion to bail out the pension system in Illinois. Now, that's not COVID related. I don't think that's a wise use of federal taxpayer money. And I have real concerns about the money not going where it needs to go. And so, this isn't money that's going to go to bail out the fiscal mismanagement of the state or problems that the state has had over a long period of time. It should go to COVID-related expenses, to revenue loss related to that, and not to anything else. I'm okay if we can structure that language the right way. But as I mentioned earlier, I'm not seeing the money go to my cities and municipalities. It's not moving quick enough from the state. And that's a problem.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Illinois Republican Congressman Darren LaHood. He represents Peoria, parts of Bloomington Normal, Springfield, Macomb, Quincy, a pretty large district in central Illinois. We pre-taped this conversation earlier this morning, so unfortunately you can't call in, but if we would love to still hear what you think about what we're talking about. You can always tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. I want to move on. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker here in Illinois issued new rules for competitive athletics. The IHSA, the governing body for high school athletics, subsequently moved a number of fall sports to the spring. You issued a statement in opposition, I guess, to the governor's guidelines. What are your concerns there?
Well, I wish there would have been a more measured approach, taking into account the entire state of Illinois. You know, the communities that I represent, Central, West Central Illinois, and you just named those, you know, we are different than Chicago. We are different from the suburbs. And I wish we would have gone to a more tiered approach. My wife and I have three teenage boys that are all involved with sports, high school soccer and other sports. And I really worry about kids and not having the ability to compete. Now, I know a number of those sports were moved to the fall, to the spring. But I do think, again, there's a way to have a balanced approach, whether, it's exercising all the safety protocols we need to. I think we can make adjustments with fans not attending. But, you know, kids work so hard in some of these sports over a long period of time. And, disenfranchise those young men and women, I think has an effect on them mentally. It has an effect on them psychologically. And the competition of sports and what it brings to students is very, very important. And so I know that governor was trying to strike a balance in there. I think there was a way to do that, particularly in downstate Illinois. And again, putting the state into different tiers where you've had a lack of infections, a lack of cases, and allowing locals. I mean, the last point I would make on this, Brian, is when I think about my superintendents, when I think about my school districts, the school board members, they are resilient, they are resourceful, they are responsible, and you got to give them that authority to be able to do that, and I think there was a way to do that.
Although COVID cases are on the rise more in Peoria and Adams County, where Quincy is located, than they are in other parts of the state. They're one of a handful of counties on, I think it's called warning level from the state. As we go to air today, Governor J.B. Pritzker is scheduled to be in Peoria, reminding people of the rising case numbers. Are you concerned? About that, do you have a message to your constituents about mask wearing or anything along those lines?
Well, listen, I've worn a mask from the very beginning. My kids all wear a mask. My wife does. I've encouraged it. I've publicly done it, and I wear a mask, and everyone else should too in my district. In terms of a spike in my district, I'm not necessarily concerned about that. It had plateaued in our district for relatively, for 3 or 4 months. Around the 4th of July, I think we saw a spike because people were engaging in outdoor parties and events and congregating, and we saw a bit of a spike there. I think it's we've contained that, particularly in the Peoria area, and I know in the Quincy area they have also. So I'm not worried about that long term. Again, if we go back to what we were doing before and continue to exercise that and implement that, I think we will maintain the low level of infections that we've had.
Just a few minutes left in our conversation. I want to ask about a couple of other things, Congressman. There was a vote recently about directing the architect of the U.S. Capitol to replace a bust of former Supreme Court Justice Taney with one of Thurgood Marshall and to remove statues of individuals who, quote, voluntarily served Confederate States of America displayed in the Capitol. You were the only member of the Illinois delegation, I think the only Illinois Republican, to vote against that. Why did you cast your vote that way?
Well, a couple things on that. First of all, there was over 100 Republicans that voted against it from across the country. This was an isolated statue in the Capitol. I am supportive of having a broad conversation on how we should remove statues, if we should remove statues. And clearly, I think there is a movement to do that, and we ought to look at that in a substantive way. But to kind of go in with and just remove one, I don't think is the right approach. Secondly, under the laws of how these statutes are put in there, each state, it's up to the state to do that and determine that. And if the state of Illinois wants to remove a statue, we ought to be able to do that. If Alabama wants to remove it, they ought to be able to do that. And so I was more concerned about the process and kind of doing this with one particular statute. Let's have a serious conversation. Let's work on this. I would also mention to you, Brian, the day before that, I voted on a bill, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that changed the names of all of the bases that were named for Confederate generals. Now, that was a more comprehensive approach. They looked at it strategically. They made a decision this was the right way to go, instead of kind of a piecemeal approach to it. So Again, I think it's a conversation we ought to have. I've been supportive of that in general, and we ought to continue the conversation, but not in the way that it was done by the House Democrats.
Last question. This morning, President Trump issued a statement on Twitter opining that because of voting by mail, 2020 would see the, quote, most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history, close quote. He ended with a question, quote, delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote, close quote. Congressman LaHood, do you share the president's concerns, and should the 2020 election be delayed?
Well, listen, this country is a resilient country. We have had elections during the Civil War. We've had elections during World War I, World War II. We can have an election this year. So I have not seen any evidence that causes me to believe that we ought to delay the election. We need to focus on security. We need to focus on scrutiny of mail-in voting processes across this country. And we ought to watch that and have things in place. But we are a democracy. We need to have the election, and it should take place on November 3rd.
U.S. Representative Darren LaHood represents the 18th Congressional District in Central Illinois, including parts of Peoria, Bloomington Normal, Springfield, Quincy, and Macomb. Congressman LaHood, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be with you and your listeners.
Coming up after the break, a conversation about loneliness during the pandemic. Then, later this hour, we'll look at a house in Central Illinois that was put on an album cover 20 years ago and has since become a landmark for fans of indie music. This is The 21st. Stay with us.